The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Cereal Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee of TripleCrownCountry.com in Pensacola, Florida. And in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, and Tanjiman Ali of TanjimanAli.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week we'll be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, Madam Nadia of ProwdyMoon.blogspot.com in Chicago, Illinois. They will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divined and prescribed the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our time. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with our co-host, Miss Kat and Tanjiman Ali. Miss Kat?
Hi, Miss Tammy Lee. Nice to hear your beautiful voice.
Thank you.
Well, it's a beautiful sunny day in California. What's it like down there in Florida? And tell me what you've been up to this week.
Well, we've had a whole lot of rain here in Florida. It's rained for like a week straight, so I'm looking forward to some sunshine. And speaking of sunshine, speaking of sunshine, I am marking today, August 19th of 2012, as the day to basically bring a beautiful unknown man into my life. And I'm going to go ahead and post it on that. So it's time.
Wow.
I'm ready. Yes.
Wow.
Ready.
Today, August 19th,
today.
2012, is
today.
The day. Oh, man.
Today is the day. Just
okay, then.
Proper process and moving forward, yes. It's all good.
Whoa. So what kind of spell are you going to do? You want to tell us, or is that going to be a secret?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll keep you posted. You know, I'm a little on the shy private side, but I will be doing some love work and basically doing some things that I've learned from you and I'm so grateful for. And I'm sure whomever I bring into my life will be perfect for me. I'll be very patient. So,
Wow. So, all right, all you folks out there in radio land, Miss Tammy Lee has sent out the call to the universe, to the spirit. Today is the day she declares. All right? Today is the day she declares. Love work for Tammy Lee to bring a beautiful, new, unknown man into her life. All right. We're all going to add our prayers to yours, baby. That's good.
Thank you.
I love it. I love it. Okay, sweetheart. I'm going to put a little candle up for that myself. I will start with a white candle, okay, because that's an unknown lover. I'm going to start with a white candle and just say, you know, let her rip. All the men who want love will present themselves at your door, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. That's great. Well, Ali, did you hear that?
I did. I'm looking through for my white candles as we speak. I'll be adding my light to yours, Kat, and you know, here's to a beautiful journey, Miss Tammy Lee.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tanjiman Ali.
Yeah, that's wonderful. The power of the many. What I always say, old statement from the old union days: strength united is stronger. And all in the Bible it says, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, well, you know, we're all going to send up our prayer. Thank you for letting us pray with you, Tammy Lee.
Thank
you for letting us have that moment to pray with you, because that's important, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, Ollie, what have you been up to lately?
Oh, you know, my usual no good. For those that are interested, there was an essay that I recently contributed to an anthology known as At the Crossroads. It is by Scarlet Imprint. That book is now available. For anyone interested in the African diasporic tradition or the Western esoteric tradition, I really recommend it. I've been going through my author's copy, and it really is an impressive work. They've got together some of the most notable of both traditions, and then those of us that kind of work both the esoteric Western tradition and the African diasporic. And we've all written articles. It really is, this At the Crossroads book is what I would consider to be the future of magic. It is a synthesis of old world practitioners meeting new world practitioners and informing one another of our practices. It's a really beautiful text, so anyone interested in Kimbanda, Hoodoo, Ifa, or the Goetic tradition grimoires, highly recommend it, and you'll get to see an article written by myself as well as a fellow ERA member, Chad Balthazar, who's written a beautiful piece on Espiritismo, which I cannot highly recommend. Cannot recommend more.
Okay, great. All right. Yeah, I like Balthazar's writing. He's a very good
writer.
Oh,
he's a wonderful writer.
Okay. All right. Well, today we have as a guest Madame Nadia, our lovely Lenormand representative.
Welcome.
Welcome to the show, Nadia.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so good to be back.
We always love having you here. And your unusual card decks, you know, I think that you have single-handedly turned more people on to the old-fashioned Lenormand card decks as opposed to the old-fashioned tarot decks than anyone on the internet. You talk about them, you demonstrate them, you read with the Lenormand decks here on the show when you're a guest, and you also have done us the wonderful service and favor of reading with the Lenormand decks in the chat room and teaching people how it works. And I just am very grateful for that, because it's a lovely form of reading, very popular in Europe and Eastern Europe, Russia, just thanks for doing that, because you know you've made something that was almost forgotten in the USA become popular again.
Thank you. It's been wonderful. I was really surprised yesterday because I went to one of the Facebook groups that is dedicated to the Lenormand, and a lady from Finland wrote to me saying that she is going to be listening to the show today, and that because of my previous show where I mentioned the Lenormand, she went ahead and bought a deck, and now she's practicing her Lenormand skills. So I was very, very, very excited to hear that. And I'm a big fan of the system. I think it's really, really, really great to sort of ground and understand what's going on in day-to-day terms, and it's been working really well for me. It's been really working for my clients, and I absolutely love going back to those roots, sometimes forgotten. You know, it's not as heady as tarot can be sometimes, and it's really, really, it gives very clear information. I always say that the Lenormand and the playing cards is the what, and the tarot is the why. So if a client comes to me and tries to understand, you know, what is the reason behind very difficult things, I will go to the tarot, and I still love the tarot, and I've been reading it for 20 years. But if a client comes to me and they want to know details of really how it's going to show up in their life, I will go to the Lenormand, and it will be 100% accurate. So I really, really, really like that system.
I like what you said about that. Lenormand is the what, and tarot is the why. I like that. You know, one of the interesting things about the Lenormand cards from my memory from when I was young, and I was first saw these with my my grandmother had them. Of course, I think pretty much everyone of European background who'd ever read cards had a deck of these. A lot of them are printed in six languages, sometimes eight languages. And there are many different decks. There's not just one Lenormand deck. It's like Tarot. You can collect as many different styles as you can find. But what's so interesting to me was that you could use them to learn a little bit of another language. They would be written in Hungarian and German and English. And they really have this sort of, you know, Middle Europa feel about them, the idea of Europe as an area where this form of card reading developed. And many of them develop out of the playing card reading. And I know that you also read playing cards as well. You use the Ana Cortez deck.
Actually, today I brought a self-made deck. Ana Cortez is in the process of publishing a new deck with the original paintings of her father. But prior to publishing the deck, she sort of allows and encourages people to create their own deck, so taking the pictures from her website and pasting it on a regular poker deck and creating your own deck and learning and figuring out how it works in your life. So I, of course, went ahead and not only pasted it on my cards, but made a whole hoodoo ceremony out of it with powders and the glue and whatnot. I absolutely love this deck. It is so beautiful, and the feeling of making it with your own hands, with your own intention, you know, with blood and sweat, and, you know, me, I go the whole nine yards. It is absolutely amazing, and I have a lot of conversations with Anna because she's a mentor and also a good friend, and she says that a lot of people are, as much as they're fascinated by these cards, they are also freaked out because the images are not just sweet and, you know, it's not your mermaids and your unicorns and your bunnies. The images are intense. The art is intense because her father really channeled from a very deep, deep, deep place. And for me, it allows for such depth and beauty because I think that all of us, or most of us, come from places of trauma, of places of sadness, of places where we need to fight for our own life, you know, in different ways. And I really see it in this beautiful artwork. And when you make something like that on your own and you put your intention, you put your magical tools in it, it becomes quite a powerful thing. So I brought it to the show today, and I thought that maybe, you know, we can play with that one as well and see how it's going to talk to our listeners today.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Now, one of the things you said, and if you could tell us the URL or post the URL in the chat room, you said that you can go to Ana Cortez's site and she has artwork that you can download to make your own custom deck. Is that, have I understood this? Yeah.
You're right. And the website is just anacortez.com. And when it opens, the main page, you will see the Book of Knowing, which is this deck. And if you click on that, it will bring you to the images of all the cards. And in her blog, which is also on that website, you can see she made a video about how to make your own deck.
Oh, interesting.
So how she cuts it and pastes it, you know, and one of our, you know, the Lucky Mojo, good Lucky Mojo friends, Lynn Tyson, also made a deck like that. So we have quite a few people that already embarked on the journey of making their own tool of divination. But also, if you scroll down and you look at those images, they are quite, quite powerful, quite amazing, and offering such a different portraits of the human experience, I feel. And this is, I think, as a reader, it's something that we need in our tools because, you know, there is so much in between the black and the white. There is so much experience and in different ways of seeing the world. So whoever is interested, Ana Cortez is giving you the blessing. Is not as long as it's not something that is mass-produced, you know, just make it for yourself. And really what I did, I bought a deck of playing cards, and I printed my images. I ended up printing them on a photo paper because this is a sort of tradition was this specific dad, because after her father made the painting, one of his friends, who was a card reader, took pictures and pasted that on cards, and she was reading, like, in the middle of the town, somewhere in Colorado, if I'm not mistaken, was this, like, a photographic deck. So this is how I did that, you know, and you create your own ritual and your own process around it. If you want to, if you don't want to, just, you know, you can play with it and just do arts and crafts session and see what comes up for you.
Wow. Well, that sounds really amazing. I want to point out here, as an older card reader myself, that the idea of making your own deck goes back a long way. There are people like the BOTA, which used to sell a black and white deck that you would hand paint. And there were other people like that. Michelle Jackson has made her own tarot cards and with collage art. Nagashiva has made an unusual deck, I think it's called the Plebeian deck, in which he took images from various decks that he liked, but also just other images from all around the world to make his own deck. And the idea of making your own deck, even if you can't draw, has been greatly facilitated by the internet and the idea of clip art and digital copying of art. So this has become more common. And I do recommend it as a discipline to anyone. I know that I, as a young reader, was greatly educated in the tarot by taking a course in the BOTA deck coloring. I didn't like the art as much as I like Pamela Coleman Smith's art, but it was very similar by Jesse Burns. But we were all given paints. We had a Prang watercolor deck of paints, and every color was a certain color. We were told what color to do it. We were given little brushes, and as we painted each card, and there was one card per meeting, so as we painted each card, we were told what the meaning of the color was, what the meaning of the card was. You'll never forget that if you ever do it. And it was really an amazing learning experience for me to work through that with the BOTA and their system.
And if I'm not mistaken, the BOTA system, when you really learn it, it allows you to look into a missing piece from the Rider-Waite in terms of, you know, the ideas and the secrecy of what is in behind the card. That's a beautiful part of that too.
Yeah. Well, the thing about the making your own deck was once so hard because of, you know, the whole art problem that everyone faced, and, you know, and finding blank cards. U.S. Games actually rose to that challenge and began to issue a blank deck so that you could draw on it. And I also did that using a rapidograph pen and started my own little deck. So those kinds of things help you become a better reader, no matter whether you're using playing cards, Lenormand cards, tarot cards, or as Shiva is doing, the Plebeian deck, which is a combination of everything. It's just this very complex deck. Of course, you know him. He goes full tilt into whatever he does, and it has more cards than any human needs to have. Those kinds of things are really valuable. And people ask me all the time, how can I become a tarot card reader? And I always tell them, well, get some readings. But the other one is, at least try to make your own deck. You may not use it, but at least get a blank BOTA deck and paint it, or get, you know, these Anna Cortez cards and learn, because there's nothing quite like sitting down with it and crafting it. You have to think about what it means, and you'll never forget. You'll never forget that way, because people used to say to me, oh, well, I'm consulting the little white book. I don't have everything memorized. How did you memorize it? That's such a silly question. You memorize it by doing it.
Well, there's such an intimate, you know, process to reading and also to the act of painting or any type of artwork. So combining the two of those together seems quite natural. And in today's society, like you said, even if you don't have, you know, the artistic skills to draw, you have, you know, the computers, which can help you with clip art and other forms of graphic design. But it is a very, very powerful process. You're involved with the tarot and the deck in such an intimate way, and putting a bit of yourself back into the deck. It is very powerful.
Yeah, yeah. I really appreciate anyone who does that kind of work. And anyone who wants to check out Michelle Jackson's stuff, too, I believe it's artoftarot.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Red Dog is wonderful. I am very, very lucky to have a copy of that work, too.
Yeah,
and
it's beautiful, beautiful stuff. Each one of them is just gorgeous. All right. Well, we're going to use our beautiful decks and every other tool at hand here. We're going to read some cards for people, tell some fortunes, come up with some ideas on where things are going for them, and we're going to do some root work remediation in the old-fashioned hoodoo style, down-home African-American conjure style spell casting. So let's see how we can get into that. How about Miss Tammy Lee? You conduct us into the next stage of the show.
Sure, yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. And a reminder to everyone also that the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with your hosts Catherine Einwood and Kanjaman Ali, and this week's special guest, Madame Nadia, will be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination, and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our call-in clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. And if you filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will select callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like for you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Ms. Tammy Lee, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our host. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our first client. And our first client is calling in from area code 708 from Chicagoland. This is Simone. Simone, are you there, caller?
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show. I'm going to go ahead and read the brief. You're very welcome. The brief situation of your description for our host. And she writes, I want more than anything to focus all of my intent on writing and root work to help with success and focus in writing. But is that a good choice for my family, or am I being selfish and short-sighted? Turning it back over to you.
Well, that's a very, very good, concise question. So you want to focus on writing and root work to help with success and focus in writing. Let me ask, are you going to be writing about root work, or is the root work in support of the writing?
The root work is in support of the writing. I had trouble phrasing that correctly.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, hey, you know, there's a million ways to go here. All right. May I ask a couple of other questions?
Mm-hmm.
What sign of the zodiac are you?
Cancer.
A Cancer. Okay. Very gentle person, a person of great mystical intuition. You probably would be good with doing some root work. And about what decade of your life are you in? You don't have to give me your exact age.
I'm third. The third one, still, barely.
Okay. All righty. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shuffle my cards, and I'm going to put down three cards. And the question is a very typically Cancerian question. Is this a good choice for my family, or am I being selfish and short-sighted? I almost want to just drop the cards for a minute and say, as an astrologer, did you know that Cancer is the sign of the family? And Cancers do tend to put the family ahead of themselves, sometimes needlessly, always generously, sometimes with a sense that they should be the one upholding the family rather than being upheld by the family. It's one of their charming and sometimes self-defeating points of view. That's why we love Cancers so much. They make such good cooks. They make such good helpers. And they make such good moms. They just are really loving people. And the centrality of the family to the Cancerian is legend. All right. So having said that, You know, it's kind of interesting that question was phrased that way by you, a Cancerian. All right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. So the first card I got here is a card called The Chariot, which happens to be the tarot card. I heard someone laugh. Which is the tarot card of the Chariot, of Cancer, of your sign. Well, that's really interesting.
That's the start.
Yeah, we're right on target here. Okay, so this is a man in a chariot, and he has a star on his head on a crown. He has a canopy of stars overhead. He has wheels with an axle through it, very large emblem on his shield in front of his chariot. His chariot actually has giant wheels with a giant axle through it. He has two sphinxes, a black one and a white one, to pull his chariot, and he's crossed a river outside of a small town. He's ready to roll. What this says to me is that, yes, it is time for you to do work to support this. No, your family's not going to be upset. It is not selfish and short-sighted. You have provided. There's this whole city back there. There's everything going on. But you need to do something for yourself. You haven't yet hooked it all up, and that's, of course, what you're going to be asking about, is what kind of root work would be appropriate for a Cancerian to do to promote your writing. But this tells me you should work by day and by night. You should work especially by moon signs, because Cancer is ruled by the moon, and this guy has big moons on his shoulders. So a very good card, a card that tells me that there is absolutely a positive value to be gained here, and no, you will not be harming anyone, okay? Which is but like I said, only a Cancer would even ask that question. And then the next card is a card that tells me that you might want to work a little bit on some of your more, your bravery issues. This is a card called Strength, and it's the card that's associated with the sign Leo. And this is a woman taming a wild lion. And she is a courageous woman. She is a woman of infinite power. She has an infinity symbol over her head. And so you might wish to take control. The lion sometimes is said to represent a man. It can be also said to represent your own physical body. But it is a card of a woman's power. And courage is very much a card of courage and strength. So if you need strengthening in terms of courage, now is the time to do it. The element that you would use probably would be gold and silver, and I'll tell you why. The chariot works by day and by night, sun and by moon, but here now we get a little emphasis on the sun. So you might want to get yourself an amulet or something made with silver and gold. Just going to put that into the mix here. I'm not going to give you all the root work ideas, but I'm seeing silver and gold here very strongly and something very positive. And the third card, the final card, the card of the future, or what's going to happen when you do this sort of thing, is a card that is called the Page of Pentacles. And this is money will come to you, but money isn't the reason you're doing this writing, is it?
No,
because this person holds money, but very lightly in their fingers, almost like it was a bubble. If you can imagine holding money like it was a little dream bubble. And what's really out behind this page is solidity, the things that Earth can provide. A garden that's been plowed, little flowers. You'll have some work to do. The plowed garden will take some time to sprout, but look forward. And reach forward. This is a good card, but it tells me to tell you that you better actually do some practical work and set some time aside every day to write. Okay?
Okay.
All right. That's my reading on it.
Wow.
Let's see what Madame Nadia has to say.
Hi. I am very curious, what is your writing going to be about? Is this idea about one book or just sort of an issue or theme? What are you going to be writing about?
What I'm currently writing is a nonfiction work. It's speculative fiction. It's about a woman who has to kill somebody and is running, and she doesn't know who's chasing her. And It is kind of psychological thriller is what I'm writing.
Okay. Well, it's a lot with what I'm looking here at. And while you were talking, I also pulled cards, and I actually pulled cards from both of my decks here. And first of all, in my Lenormand deck, I also see the sun and the stars. So I really want to support what Kat say about working by day and by night. Also, the stars are here telling me that there will be guidance from the spiritual world. And the way I did it is that I pulled a few cards around the card of the book that, of course, is, you know, something that is of interest to you. What I see here in the cards is the first three cards that came up are the bouquet, the home, and the tree. So it tells me that indeed the interest, your big focus or the first things that you're thinking about are the home. And you are worried more maybe than what's going on at home, that if you're not going to be present there 100% or 150% of the time, that the home or the situation is going to collapse. So I want to let you know that it's not going to. That you will be able to do what you need to do, okay? So let go of this thought, and that's going to be a lot of your work and maybe crucible of courage or something like that around you being able to do, you know, that card that Kat was talking about bravery and Leo and so forth. This is something that will need to come into the picture for you to be able to deal with that and move forth with being able to publish your work, you know, because the world is, it's hard, I think, you know, when you come out there and you actually have a piece of, it's like a baby and you need to promote it and let it be. The next three cards are the sun, the ring, and the book. So you definitely have a blessing on that, and you will be able to get a contract for your work in whatever form that you see it very easily. And the next three cards are the stars, the birds, and the heart. So your heart is in it. There is a guidance in it, but also there is stress. You have different ideas. You know, maybe you went to get some guidance from professionals, and people told you, oh, go over here and do it like that or do it the other way. So there is stress around it. But the birds are also a really good guide to promote yourself and your work through social networking, doing a lot of stuff online, maybe starting a blog or something like that that will talk about your journey as a writer and what's going on. And if you are open to that, maybe combining to the spiritual aspect of how you're going to make it happen. So I see a lot of good stuff if you let go of that fear, you know, and you allow your family to exist and blossom without you stressing out about it. And then the three cards that I pulled for my playing cards are the King of Clubs, which is stand for this beautiful in the head, you know, being able to go to a wondrous place and pull out information. And the next card is the Bridge, which is the Six of Clubs, being able to bring it down and write about it. But then the next card, and this is my warning and something that I want you to think about, is the Five of Clubs, and it's the Wind Cape. It's about mental sort of emotional challenges about, you know, here you are having this writing about this woman that, you know, that is in danger or needs to do something very difficult, and being so connected to the experience that you're almost feeling it in your body.
Mm-hmm.
She's very telling me her story. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
She told me her story. She's in my head.
Okay, this is where we need to be very careful with our spirit guides and tell them, okay, we're cool and I can listen to you, but I'm going to put an end to whenever I'm not ready to hold anymore. Okay, so this is where I want you to do some spiritual work around what kind of spirits, what kind of guides, what kind of energy you're opening a portal to, and how you're going to be working with it or protecting yourself. Because if you're bringing an element of spiritual work into that, of conjure, you're going to be conjuring stuff up, okay? It's not going to be just for your success, but you're also going to be allowing these things to come in, and that needs to be done with some care and thought and protection, okay?
Okay.
All right. How about it, Conjurer Ali? Can you give her some remedy here.
Absolutely. Given the fact that all three of the people who are talking to you right now have written to some certain degree, you know, Madam Nadia has a very popular and well sought after blog. Kat and I are both published authors. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a combination of the secrets I use that have helped me with my writing, as well as some practical advice on what you can do in order to get published and help with your writing process. One of the tricks that I learned is a very old trick. It's called, and it revolves around the concept of having a honey tongue. What you do is you take a petition, you write out your prayer, and it's supposed to be, the way I was originally taught this particular spell is that it's a prayer paper, that you're actually writing out your prayer. I want to be a successful author, I want my words to affect many people, I want people to pick up my book and fall in love with it, etc., etc. And then you turn it over and you cross it three times with your name. And in the center of that paper, you put a pinch of dragon's blood, five-finger grass, and deer's tongue. And what this does is, dragon's blood is for success, dragon's blood is for luck and empowerment, five-finger grass is to give your fingers the skills to write, and deer's tongue is to give you the eloquence to speak so that you're able to convey that eloquence in your writing. You fold that up, and you put that into a jar of honey. Okay, so it's like a honey jar, but rather than lighting candles on this, what you do is every day when you wake up, you have to set aside a time, and this is very practical. This goes back to the Page of Pentacles, which in my opinion is the card of a writer, a scholar, and an author. Okay, so that's a very good card. This is the practical aspect. You want to set aside a time every single day where you do your writing. Before you go and you sit down at your computer or your notepad or whatever, you go to that little honey jar that you've made, and you take a small teaspoon, and you eat the honey, and you go, as this honey is sweet, so may my tongue be sweet, and that everyone who hears or sees my words is affected by them. Okay? So this is a very simple way of working, but it is a way of really sweetening your work towards other people. Then get yourself some Crown of Success oil. Okay, and you dress your hands with it, and you dress your head with it. Miss Kat teaches that one of the traditional ways of using this particular product is by using your fingers to make a crown above your brow and up, up into your head. So you dress your head, you anoint yourself with this Crown of Success, and also your hands, and then sit down and write and type. Okay, this is the way to kind of help you out with your process so that your words flow smoothly, so that your words are eloquent, so that you are good at the actual skill of writing. A lot of people have the interest to write. Not everyone has, the skill. So this is to kind of help out with your writing skills. Now, in addition to that, what I would recommend from a practical point of view, and Ms. Madam Nan just spoke about this earlier, is starting a blog. You can blog about your process, so you can talk about how the book is developing, or you may give snippets of your writing. The internet is an amazing resource to test out your audience, to develop your skill, and to also develop your own voice as an author, especially when you're writing a text like you are, where, it has a bit of, it's a storytelling element to it. So start a blog, start working in that particular fashion. Social networking is a great way of testing out your audience, making a page for your book, inviting your friends to like the page, putting out snippets of your book, so you're building up and spreading its name. The second thing, after all of this, what I would suggest, once you've completed all of your writing and you've got your manuscript, that's when you want to do work to get it published. And this can be done by dressing every single one of your manuscripts that you send out, because more often than not, you send multiple ones to publishers until someone picks it up. You dress it with Crown of Success, Money Drawing, and Attraction. Okay? You dress it with the powders, and you pray over it, and you send it out. You want to keep one of those manuscripts, a copy for yourself, and set it on a success altar with a lodestone, with some money, with some five-finger grass, with that jar of honey that you're working on, and light candles around it. So you build the success altar around your manuscript while you're sending out other manuscripts that are fixed and tricked to publishers. And that's what you do after you've done the writing process. Okay, so it's a bit of a two-step process with a lot of practical advice, in the middle of it. Blog work, advertising, social media, and all of that will help, from what I can see, to get you to the goal that you're trying to reach.
Okay, wonderful. I got a couple of comments I want to add real quickly because we're short on time here. But Old Bafana pointed out that if you put your story idea on the net without rights reserved, it can be stolen. So be aware, and that is true. But Miss Michael had the way around that. She said if your thriller requires research, like, oh, let's say if it takes place at the Santa Monica Pier and you're down at the Santa Monica Pier doing the research, you don't really tell what the story is. You're talking about your research. Today, I went to a pawnbroker's to learn what a pawnbroker shop is like, or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you can blog about the ancillary research you're doing for the story in a way that attracts interest but doesn't reveal what the story is. So thank you, Michael, and thank you, Old Bafana, for those tips. All right. I look forward to seeing you succeed. I know you can. Don't let anyone else steal that story, though. That Old Bafana is right. Cancerians are very open people. You know, put a little bit of a wall around yourself, okay?
Oh, okay, I will. Thank you so much, everybody. That was life-changingly helpful, really.
Okay, wonderful. Stay in touch, and we'll see what happens. All right.
Wonderful.
Okay, Miss Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Katz. And support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com. And by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, a directory of ethical and authentic Contra practitioners, located online at readersandrootworkers.org. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next client. Our next client is calling in from Niagara Falls in Canada from area code 905. This is Shia underscore W, also Elizabeth 8. Elizabeth, are you there, caller?
I am, thanks.
Great. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to go ahead and you're very welcome. I'm going to go ahead and read the brief description of your situation for our host. But I'm also going to let them know that you have had a general reading with Auntie Cindy Toto in May, but not specifically about this, and that you've been to other readers, all of which saw houses selling, me moving, and changing careers, and seeing a partner coming in. So here's the description of your situation, and she writes, "Everything I'm working toward in my life seems to have stalled. Money has been very tight for a few years. The sales of my houses has been very slow with no movement. I will be changing careers once my house is sold, and I have three jealous rivals who do not want me to do this. My work to attract a new partner seems to be fruitless. At the Mojo workshop in May, the raccoon penis bone fell out of the Mojo bag twice. Since that time, I've been paying special attention to clearing and protection. I've cleared the buildings, cleansed myself, and wear protection 24/7. I've done everything I know to do. I would love to know why my life seems to have stalled and what I can do to get it moving again. Turning it back over to you."
All right. So, Ali.
What I have done here is I've pulled three cards. This is a... you know, a very interesting situation because it kind of indicates there may be some form of evil eye work with the rivals. You know, that's a bit of a, you know, that's always a bit of an issue. Whenever you're trying to make changes in your life, the evil eye is something that's to be aware of. In this particular instance, I don't think that's what's going on. Even though you do have these rivals, I think that the cleansings and protections that you've done has actually helped deal with the rivals. And this actually brings up an interesting point that I'll make after the reading. The three cards that I have here are all about self-empowerment. The very first card we have is the Three of Pentacles. The Three of Pentacles shows as a mason who is working on a beautiful cathedral, and he's being watched over by two individuals. One is a monk, and the other one is an architect, or a person who's financing this particular project. This indicates that the work that you have done so far is quite good, that you're building yourself up, but you're still in the process of building up, that the work is not quite yet complete. This man is still working on the cathedral, that you will eventually be successful in changing jobs, selling the property you're looking to sell, and developing the financial base that you want. However, this is an in-process situation. You're not quite there yet. Keep working at it. Don't be afraid to call upon guides and assistance. You yourself are very well empowered to help yourself. Okay? But you may need some guidance from time to time, so don't be afraid to look into things like magical coaching, going to something like the Crystal Silence League in order to help yourself out. This is a Mason who has some backup, so to speak. You know, people who stand behind him, and that's what you want. You want some people to stand behind you, perhaps a root worker setting lights on your behalf. But know that the work that you're doing is very good. It is on its way to being complete and successful. As much as you feel that things have stalled. The next card is the Knight of Wands. The Knight of Wands shows us a stalwart knight riding a red or a russet horse, and he's got a yellow tabard with salamanders, and he's got a staff in his hand, and he's trotting very confidently through the desert, and you can see the pyramids off into the distance. This is all about empowerment. This is all about being your own hero, so to speak. A lot of times when we come across rivals, when we come across situations where there may have been some type of curse in the past, some type of evil eye in the past, the trick is to not let those situations continue to have a power over us or continue to have a hold over us. So once you do your cleansings, once you do your protection, you have to put it firmly behind you. In your situation, movement is on its way. You're going to be moving out of this impasse, but only with a shift in attitude. Once you accept that, yes, there may have been a time where you were impacted by your rivals, where you might have had obstacles, but now that you've done your work, these obstacles are a thing of the past. Our attitude shapes our reality, and too many times we see people who you know, are so focused on their own disaster, so to speak, that they do get stuck in a crossroad and are unable to move on. I'm not saying this is exactly what's going on with you, but I am saying that now is the time to kind of shift your attitude from focusing on your rivals, from worrying about all the obstacles, and accepting the fact that you have the power to succeed, that you've planted the seed, and they are going to bear fruit, rather than looking at it and going, oh, I've done all this work, and it hasn't borne any fruit. That's not the mentality you want. It should be, it's on its way. Like this night, it's moving steadily through the desert, and it's on its way, even if the environment is not ideal. This type of defiance towards, you know, hardship is a really really characteristic of those people with the willpower to change their life. And that's what the Knight of Wands always represents to me. Despite the fact that he is in the desert, he defiantly charges on. So that's what you need. You need to have this, despite this impasse that you're at, you have to defiantly continue on and make sure that you feel empowered. The third card is the card of success for me. This is the Nine of Pentacles. This is a beautiful woman wearing lush, luxuriant robes, and she's standing in her garden, and she's resting her hand on pentacles that have grown up from the ground. And she has a falcon in her hand. Often she's known as the little queen. She's not quite the queen of pentacles, but this is a woman who is successful in her own right. This is an independent woman who has the ability to attract the men that she desires. She has a very strong, alluring quality. And she's also a woman who has successfully helped herself out in any financial situation. I see this for you. I do see you being successful in your endeavors. I do see you overcoming all the obstacles in your way. And I do see you making the changes that you want to make, whether they be changing jobs, selling property, having the financial stability that you're looking for, while also drawing the attention of men. This is all going to come to you. It's just now these cards are saying it's just a matter of time. Your work is almost there. Don't let yourself feel defeated. You're almost on your way to success. Success is within reach. Okay?
Perfect.
All right. I'm going to add a little bit to this before turning it over to Madam Nadia for some root work advice. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to use my bones, and I'm just going to pull a little bit, a handful of them here, and I'm going to, there they go. Okay, so the first thing I have is a big old domino, and this domino is face up and shows the number 9. The bone embracing it is the raccoon penis bone. Definitely there is somebody who we will get into your life. There is a partner coming in. This is absolutely there. There is another little hand, a doll hand, that is pointing away from this, and this is a little hand grabbing. and seems to be wanting something. And what it is grabbing is a wishbone and touching. It's sort of at an angle. And underneath the wishbone, like the wishbone is laying partly on top of this and partly on top of the little hand, is a weasel jaw. That's your enemies. Your wish, your desire, your intention can conquer your enemies. That is not going to be a problem. There is a feeling of being held back or secret things going on against you. The weasel jaw can stand for gossip. It can stand for, somebody who does not want you to help. But I think it's very
meddlesome people.
Meddlesome people, exactly. But you said, it's interesting, you said at the May workshop your raccoon penis bone fell out of the thing 3 times, and yet here it is embracing this face-up domino, number 9. And I would say that you are now more aware than you were in May. You're actually doing better. The things you want are within your grasp. The little doll hand is grasping. The change of career, that would be the wish. That seems to be possible to happen. I do see that there has been problem in the past, but really paying attention, waking up is going to help you, and it does look like this is going to change for the better. So let me turn it over to Madam Nadia and see what she can give us as an idea to move this along very quickly.
Perfect.
Great. So I'm so happy to hear that we have such a beautiful prognosis of things to come, and I sort of also felt my spirit talking to me when you got those readings, and I feel that that some of your lack of success so far is maybe connected to some past experiences where you felt maybe guilty or not successful. So when you start a work, you might get thrown back into that place, and then you sort of lock yourself in negative thought. And I want to make sure that we are finding a good way for you to be able to clear this away and move forward. So as I was listening to that, I had several ideas or several types of conjure work that I think would be very, very beneficial, and maybe you did some of it before. But first of all, with whatever you're doing, I want you to add a pinch of crucible of courage incense, and of course you can find it in Lucky Mojo, but I want you to trust yourself, believe in yourself, and know that even though maybe, you know, the raccoon penis bone was falling out of the bag in May, you know, we're going here in September, and the person that you are asking for is going to come, and the success and the financial success is going to come. So crucible of courage is going to be something that's going to really carry you over through those difficulties. Now, in addition to that, I would recommend cut and clear work. Again, sitting with yourself, trying to figure out what is it in your past or the thought pattern or whatever that stops you from really manifesting and seeing how successful you can be, and clearing it away, as well as previous relationships and previous lack of success, and opening a doorway to the new and the wonderful things that are going to come, and they're going to be there. I mean, you got the domino showed up 9, and you have the 9 of pentacles. I have no doubt that things are coming for you. What I feel was the number 9 for you is that you are finally in a place in your life which you can take your experiences and be able to evaluate them and say, you know what, that guy that I had before and his incarnation the 3 other times or whatever, you know, that happened after that, is not what I want anymore. You know, I want this type of guy that's going to be sweet to me, that's going to be wonderful to me, that maybe is going to be a great businessman, and together we can conquer the world. So this is, sometimes spirit slows us down because we need to take time and think, what is it really that I want? You know, and sometimes it's really hard because it's financial needs and a lot of other things, but I feel that you're really in that place right now where you can sort of go in and clean the closet, you know, from summer to fall, throw out all the stuff that you need and go into some cut and clear work to remove that stuff and really write down and make like a business plan in all aspects of your life. And there is no reason why conjure cannot be like exact part of business plan to manifest the things that you need to happen. And then, you know, when that is going to be accomplished, I really strongly feel that things are going to be coming your way and you will see the changes very, very quickly.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm going to say one other thing here, too, just from just an idea that comes to me. You mentioned changing a career, and I want to make sure that you really follow through with that. I think that's important. I don't think that the career you've had was unsuccessful, but I do think the career that you are looking for is more suited to you, and I just want to make sure that you understand that any work you do to draw in stuff about the new career is going to be very good. Changing career is not something to be undertaken lightly, and Crucible of Courage is always a good thing to use as an adjunct when you're doing something like that. I think it can be a success. Okay?
Perfect. That's great.
I think with the Crucible of Courage thing, one of the things you can do, you know, just to add a little bit, is actually take that Nine of Pentacles card. You can take it right out of the deck if you have the tarot cards. If not, print it out and put that on your altar with your Crucible of Courage stuff, so that not only does it act as the sort of petition, I want to become the Nine of Pentacles woman, but also a sort of talismanic object that you can keep with you. You know,
I love Holly.
Use it as your calling card.
And you can also use it when you're not burning your incense or whatever. Put it on your mirror.
Yeah.
Put it in your bathroom. Look at it when you wake up in the morning and see yourself in that card and manifest.
Yeah.
Because the way we think about it is 90% of the work, especially for business success.
Another thing, and I've mentioned this many times before, and if you were at the May workshops, you can take a copy of a tarot card, blow it up in a photocopy machine or get it off the web and print it out at the right size and put it on a vigil candle. That card would be a good one for you for that. This is a woman who has, and you're talking about real estate here, selling homes. This is a woman who has a home. This is a woman who has money. She has a garden and so forth. So she also has a ring on her right index finger. If you use the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, you'll notice she has a ring. And that ring is called King Solomon's Ring or the Ring of Power. You might want to work with a root doctor or someone who can empower a ring that you may wear on your right index finger when you're doing powerful work. It's just on the card, and I... What were you going to say?
I was just going to add that ring should probably be a pentacle of some sort, perhaps a golden pentacle. Interestingly, we were both thinking the same things, but we went in two different directions. I was going to tell her to get herself a Sacagawea coin, which is, you know, the golden coin, right out of the Nine of Pentacles, and dress it with some Van Van oil. But I love the ring idea. That's great, too. Or you can even, if you're artsy, you can get one of those ring sets and put the Sacagawea coin in that ring.
Pretty big ring, honey. That's
going to
be a knuckle duster.
Well, yeah, it's going to be huge.
But,
if anyone's seen my carnelian ring, I like large rings.
Yeah, right. Well, you got
large rings. Yeah, me too.
I couldn't put that in Sacagawea coin. I'd be a knuckle duster. But what I would, what you might do is also use one of the Solomonic sigils and have that engraved on it. Okay, we're out of time. But I hope
to add Queen Elizabeth's root. Queen Elizabeth's root.
Yes.
Good
yes,
for all of us, girls.
Yes, well, and yes, and you know her name is Elizabeth.
I know that. I just looked at her name, and I was like, not, you have to say that. You have to say that. So Queen Elizabeth, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Perfect.
All
that
right,
helps
hon,
a lot.
We wish you all the best, and we you know, it's going to happen. Okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, Miss Tammy Lee, what next? Hello, Miss Tammy Lee? Uh-oh. Is anyone here?
Miss Kat, can you hear me? Miss Kat,
yes,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. There you are.
Thank you so much. All right. Hey, just a very quick reminder to everyone that from coast to coast and around the world, tune in and listen to the Lucky Mojo Rootwork Hour, broadcast live from the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. If you're there, you could be on the air. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour is brought to you each week by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville and located online at luckymojo.com. Again, every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our next client is Libra Goddess, calling in from area code 202. Libra Goddess, are you there, caller? This is from Washington, D.C. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. Welcome back to the show. Just a reminder for our hosts that you had a reading back on the air on March 11th in 2012. And reporting updates that might be requested. And she writes, I'm ready to date and mate and want specific instructions on what to do to draw men to me so I can have my pick. My sign is Libra. Turning it back over to you.
Well, boy, today's the day of a lot of people changing, huh? We got, this is the New Love Show. This is Women Want New Love Show. Tammy Lee opened the door, and they've all come rushing in. all right, Libra Goddess. Let's see. Maybe we can have Nadja read for you, okay?
Great. Perfect. So just Libra Goddess, you've been on the show with us before, and if you can just tell us a little bit about what happened at the time, that would be great.
Well, actually, this isn't an update. When I called back in March, it was on a separate issue,
okay.
Not about the one I'm calling today.
Cool. All right. Okay. So I took out four cards from my playing cards oracles, and I'm looking at, first of all, the Two of Spades, and this is the card of Medusa. So before going into anything, I can tell you that there was some bad luck, and possibly bad luck that might have been created by somebody outside wishing you bad luck. And the next card is a Sword of Enchantment, the Seven of Clubs, which also suggests that there is something active working against you being successful in love. So, first of all, I want to do some, you know, I would go and do some major cleansing here before doing anything, and I will, you know, I'm sure my colleagues will tell you wonderful suggestions about how to cleanse yourself. The next card is Three of Spades, which is the Beggar. And this is, again, kind of difficult card, but the reading ends with the Ten of Hearts, which is, in my deck, the tens are the ladies, as opposed to being queen, so that the Lady of Hearts is on her way to become a queen. And the Three of Spades tells me that planting a seed of intention will grow into something good, but you will have a lot of opposition. And specifically, a woman that was in the past that is not wanting you to have a good relationship or a good man. There is jealousy here, and there is some sort of magic, some sort of spiritual work that was involved in stopping you in the past.
Wow. All right. Ollie, what can you add to that?
Interesting. I agree with Madame Nadja's reading. However, because you're interested in, you know, you're kind of saying, I'm ready to date and mate, and you want specific instructions, we're going to have Kat talk about the instructions. I'm going to talk about the type of guys that you will be attracting. Having done a quick divination with my Kapala and connecting with my spirit guides, the sense that I get an image of the type of man you will be attracting. So we've got a little bit talking about cleansing and the past. I'm going to focus a little bit on the future. The guy that you're going to attract, the sense I'm getting, just real briefly, is that astrologically he's probably going to be either a Taurus or a Pisces. Okay? So bear in mind, when you come across the men that you attract, that the one that's going to be ideal for you is going to be either a Pisces or a Taurus. And physically, I get an impression that he's going to be tall, relatively strong built, very large, attractive eyes, probably a high forehead, and he may have a little bit of a what I would call bedhead, you know, hair that's a little messed up but stylish.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the impression that I get of the type of man that you're going to attract. Now, given that you have some things in your path, there's a clear indication for my spirits. Start with cleansing work, start with some cut and clear work, start with some removal work, and then begin with some drawing work. And focus this drawing work not specifically on drawing other men, but drawing out your own allure, because you want to go out and mingle. All right, and that's going to work really well for you. This type of drawing from within to find the man that you want will bring the ideal man towards you. And that's really all I have to add, other than just giving you an idea of what type of man you will be attracting very shortly, too. The sense I'm getting is probably around November, okay?
Okay, great.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you some ideas about specific instructions, as is what you asked for, on how to draw men to you so you can have your pick. And I love that you're a Libra and want your pick. May I just say, Libras have a tremendously difficult time, compared to other signs of the zodiac, in choosing. They always see both sides of every question. They always see the good qualities in every person. So you've set yourself up for the classic Libra dilemma. You're going to have your pick. And good luck on that one, little Libra.
Okay.
I just say this as the mother of a darling little Libra who, once she wanted to have her pick, always was left going, but which one do I pick? Right?
Yeah.
So be you know, maybe you might want to just ask for, may I just have the overwhelmingly right one? No, Libras never do that. They always want another one to choose from. Am I right? Can I get a witness on that?
Yes.
So, all right, sweetheart. You wanna get some instructions. Well, first of all, one of the things to do is to set up a little space, a little altar in your bedroom, where you're going to be doing this work. This is intimate work. It is partially sexual, partially spiritual. You might want to read some of my website on sacred sex. You might even want to consider reorienting your bed. I have done all of these things in my past. The more layers of reality you can add to your intention, the better for you. Okay?
Okay.
I mean, you can just do a little, a little spell at an end table in your living room. But you really want to make your bed the bottom of the antlion trap, where as they walk along, they dislodge those funeral grains of sand and they fall to the bottom and you catch them. So it's your bed, and then around your bed is the four corners of your bedroom. Do you have a bedroom of your own, right?
Yes.
Okay. So your bed, your bedroom, and then you have a house or an apartment, right? Which is it?
Apartment for right now.
Apartment. Then that apartment is in a apartment building, right?
Right.
And that building is on a piece of land. Is that piece of land possibly have any greens or grounds around it?
Yeah.
Okay. And then that is on a block, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we can go farther. I mean, depending on where you live and what the city boundaries are. I know you're 202 area code, so that means you're, you know, somewhere around Washington, Maryland area, right?
Right.
Okay, so it's a big area. You might not be able to take the whole city in, but at least you want to get your block, okay? If there are any natural boundaries, such as rivers, forested areas that form a natural boundary, I prefer them to a city-drawn map. But I have actually walked the boundaries of the town I lived in, and I could tell, even though I was living in an area where the cities touched each other, the street signs changed color when you got to the boundary of that town, and I walked the boundary of my town, right? Okay, so you're going to start at your outside perimeter, and you're going to walk it clockwise. Let's say we're just going to start with a block. I would recommend going a little beyond. We're going to walk it, and you are going to be using something to mark this territory for you, that love will come within this territory and will be invariably, inexorably led to your house and then into your bed, So you could use Love Me oil, maybe a combination of Love Me and Fast Luck, my favorite, because I've done it with those two. That works really well for me. But any kind of thing like that will work that signifies what you want. And you can just simply walk that thing. You can use the oil on your fingertips and mark fence posts. You can mark trees, whatever. Just walk, walk, walk. Just mark it, and you've marked that territory. Now come into the next layer. So if it was the block, you might go around the apartment landscaped area. You can go around the house. Now, some people will say, well, why use an oil? Why not sprinkle powders? You know, you're going to get caught if you're walking around sprinkling powders, walking backwards all around that thing. So just do it. Just don't. Believe me, it's too much trouble. When you get inside your house, sure, you can lay down powders. I just continue with the oils. People ask, do you have to walk clockwise or counterclockwise? Well, I tend to want to walk from the east toward the south, toward the west, and then back around to the north and back to the east again. My preference, because the east is where new things come from. Right? So you're just going to do it, and you're going to keep up your own little prayer. Your own, you could call it a mantra. You could call it a prayer. You know, Lord, send me a husband is a good way place to start. Right? You could say any kind of a prayer. It doesn't really matter what it is, but just you want to work yourself up into, you know, quite a bit of sexual desire, emotional intensity, and sincerity of purpose. You know, Lord, send me a husband. I was not made to live on this earth alone. Lord, you hear my cries. Send me a husband. I was not made to walk this earth alone. I need someone by my side, equally yoked, my partner whom I will love in all ways, foot to foot, hand to hand, face to face, heart to heart, you know what to you know what, but we can't say it on the radio. You know, whatever. You say it the way you're going to say it. You know, and you can say, you know, two famous lovers, you know, if so-and-so had his so-and-so, and so I will have my so-and-so. But, you know, don't go to tragic love affairs. There are many ways to pray. Everyone prays differently. All right. When you've done that circuit, then you do the next circuit, and the next circuit, and the next circuit, and the next circuit. And so now you're at your house, and you're inside your apartment. Walk all around your apartment. This apartment is a fit home where I will meet my lover, right, and so forth. Then you get to your bedroom. Now we're getting a little bit more on the sexual side, all right? So you're going to, you know, maybe, you know, get a little bit worked up. And then, you know, mark around the house, the bedroom, you know, bring him to me and light that red candle. When you've got to the bedroom, light that red candle, okay?
Okay.
Now you're going to dress the bed. And you're going to say, bring him to my bed. Now, some women at this point say, I didn't say I wanted him to my bed. I just wanted to marry him. Or I just wanted to meet a couple of guys. Well, I'm a Taurus, not a Libra. So we go right to the bed. Okay? Right to the bed. That's
okay.
It. But my Libra daughter, she was, you know, she would go to the bed too, but she wanted to go to the bedroom first. And I understand that. That's a little more genteel. Both Libra and Taurus are ruled by Venus. But the Libra is a little bit more on the genteel side, all right? So you may take it at a little slower pace or a little more discriminatory pace instead of just sleeping with every guy who gets to your bed. But, you know, Tauruses are known for that, okay? So, but you get that to the bed, and you're going to do the four corners of the bed. Bring them to my bed, okay? Now, I have described on my website a lodestone spell, and you can look that up, lodestone spell to draw love. Go to luckymojo.com/lodestone.html. Someone will post it in the chat room. And up there it says there's a lodestone spell to attract love, and it'll give you a link to it from there. That's a really good one. I have used that one, but only after dressing my circles. You see what I mean? I wouldn't even call them circles, squares, rectangles, whatever shapes they are. I'm making this path in, and each part of the path I have made sacred and sexual and filled with love and desire. I also might say what I offer. I offer a true heart. Come to me with a true heart. I offer true love. Come to me with a true love. I don't cheat. Come to me not cheating. I have a job. Come to me with a job. You know, whatever it is you want, you see? And that's how you do it, baby. Okay?
Wow, thank you.
Beautiful way
okay.
of working. Love it.
All right. And that's good for all you ladies that were asking about this today, including my dear Miss Tammy Lee. And with that, I will turn it over to my dear Miss Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Cannon. Thank you so much. What a great reading that was. That was just great. And just a reminder to everyone that we've got about 16 minutes left in our show today. And I'll tell you what, we can go into a great break, but I think that we might, just because of the time that we have, I think that we might, with your permission, Ms. Kat, go right ahead to our next hour. Okay? And this is Diana Sky calling from area code 602. This is a new caller. Diana, are you there, please?
I am. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, and welcome to the show. Again, she's a brand-new caller, and I'm going to go ahead and read the brief description of her situation. She writes, I'd like to know what my near future holds for personal romantic relationships.
Oh, my God.
I'm interested in a man, but we haven't dated. My sign is Leo. I did not set this up this way, y'all. The call just came in today. The ones they did. Turning it back over to you.
Oh, my word. Oh, my word. Well, your name is Diana Sky, and I'm going to take that name as your name. Diana is the goddess of the moon, or one of the names of one of the goddesses of the moon, and, of course, Sky. So you may be another one of these ladies who's going to do very well at using your queenliness, your loveliness, and I'm going to do a quick three card. What is your sign of the zodiac?
I'm a Leo.
Oh, yes, right. You said that. I'm sorry. You're a Leo. And the man that you're interested in but hasn't dated, what sign is that man?
I don't know yet.
Okay, so this is just a just-met-him kind of guy?
Right.
All
right. Not long ago.
Okay. Well, I get a card here that is a card called the Ace of Wands. This is a good card for a good start. It shows starting out with a great deal of energy and physical energy at that. It's a creativity. It's intellectual. It says that the way is open. You might want to do a road opener on this before we get it right into the love work to make sure the way is open. Is he single? Is he an honest and true fellow? That kind of stuff. We want to look for do a little bit of road opening work, okay? And we'll tell you about that in a minute. But that's what I see there. There may be a little complications with this particular fellow. You've dated him, but you don't even know what sign he is yet, so you're not close.
We haven't dated yet.
Oh, you haven't dated. Oh, I'm sorry. I see you haven't dated, and you don't know what sign he is. Okay.
Right.
Well, I am seeing a little bit of blockage here. You're going to need to do a little bit of spiritual work, too, open up this road, because the next card is the card of Temperance, and this shows a path, but the only way to get through this path to the path from where you stand is by walking by an angel, and you have to walk through water. If you try to go on land, the angel has got his foot against a rock, and that way is blocked. You have to go through water. That means prayer. That means spell work. That means spirituality. When you get across that, when you do the spiritual work, it will turn out this person and you do have a lot in common. The angel holds two cups and pours water from one to another, two minds with but a single thought, and that's a good sign. It's a long, winding road, however. It does lead to a crown. So there is some possibility here, but there is some blockage on the land. And so first road opener, and then some prayer work, and then the third card I have. Does this man have a past relationship, children or anything?
He does have a past relationship. I don't know details, but there was a divorce, separation, something earlier in the year. And I don't know about the children yet.
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing here is a card that does show a little bit of difficulty with this guy. Not the worst, it's not like a nightmare of disaster, but it does show that there may be a little bit of a problem with this guy. He has something from his past that is weighing on him, and it's the Five of Cups. And this is a card of a person down by a river. Three cups have spilled. Two cups have not spilled, and they're kind of wrapped in a little cloak of sadness. And they're looking back at this across the river where there has been ruination, a castle that has fallen into disrepair. He still may be a little bit affected by this past situation. May be ready to date, may not be ready to settle down yet. There's a little ways to go. Long and winding road is what Temperance says. All right. So let me turn it over to Madam Nadia.
Great. So I pulled a few of my Lenormand cards looking for the heart card. And before the heart card, I see a ship, which is a vessel, of course, going by water. So that supports what Kat just said, and the writer. So it tells me that this person, some sort of movement in this relationship will happen pretty quickly. It also tells me that the man might be some sort of a foreigner, maybe foreign to you or foreign, comes from a different city originally or from a different land. But there is some sort of messages, some information from him coming to you very quickly. However, after the heart card, I have a book, a clover, the gentleman, and son, which means that there is some secrecy and some things that he is not interested in sharing with you. Part of it might be connected to money and career. He might not want you to know that he has more than what you imagined. He is worried about sharing it because the clover and the sun are very lucky. The clover is called the small luck and the sun the big luck. But the book before it means that there is some secrecy. He is not willing to share with you right away that everything on his plate. And there, the two last cards that I pulled are the ring, which is wonderful for you because there is an option for commitment, and there is a tree, which means that it is going to take a while. So road opening, working with water, you got the clover here. I would suggest adding clover into your work. I would also suggest planting something like a rose and praying over that to bring him to you and maybe watering it with your personal concerns, you know, a little bit in the water and things like that to create that desire. On the other hand, I would also try to work sort of an angle of me, of you being trustworthy so he wants to share with you what he has, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of potential also, and in both of our readings show there is some potential, but there is something from the past here that needs to be dealt with. So road opening, Ali, what would you suggest that she do
in this particular instance? Because there is a, you know, you are interested in drawing this gentleman to you, but you haven't had too much contact with him. What I would recommend is a series of works that are, one, aimed at drawing his attention. And two, overcoming this kind of obstacle that is in your way. The first thing I would do is make a bath. Given that, you know, you're talking about Diana, we want to do a little bit more of a what we call an enchanting type of a bath. What I would do is I would mix catnip with Queen Elizabeth, rose petals and Damiana, and also just a dollop of honey. I like adding just a dollop of honey into my love bath so that, you know, you sweeten people to you. And you boil that, you know, you make a tea out of that, and you add the honey at the end, and you bathe in that upwards, okay, for 7 days, and make sure that you air dry. And this is a very good bath. Now, some of the Afro-Caribbean traditions use a similar type of bath, but it's a soaking bath where you just kind of lay in it and absorb this kind of enchanting quality. I prefer the old traditional hoodoo way of kind of washing yourself upwards, you know, and calling out to this man with all your heart. I call you to be drawn to me. I call you to be enchanted to me. You know, with me, I call you to desire me and want me and be sweet to me. And then whenever you're around him, you know, because physical contact is very important, whenever the temperance card comes up, it says spiritual work, but also make sure you get your practical side covered too. If you're, you know, if this man is someone who you like, make sure that there's an opportunity for the two of you to meet, an opportunity for the two of you to speak. Whenever you're around him, wear some come to me oil or follow me boy or love me oil as a scent. So that's what I would do for yourself. In order to overcome this kind of difficulty, I would combine road opening work with a moving candle spell. Now, this is a spell that, for those interested, I wrote on the Lucky Mojo forums. It's a three-part moving candle spell. And what you do is you get two Adam and Eve figure candles. Name it for him. Name it for yourself. Carve it, you know, and inscribe it with their names. If you have personal concerns for yourself, you know, load it. And what you do is you set these two candles apart from one another, okay, facing one another, but a distance away on a surface. In between them, you place a black candle, and you name this black candle for whatever is holding him back from you, be it his resistance, be it his past, whatever it is, you name that black candle. Then over the course of 7 days, you move the pink, and you also go and gather yourself some crossroads dirt in a cup or a bucket or
or a bowl. You can also do a running river. And you set that behind your table, okay, so in the back. And what you do over 7 days is you move the Adam and Eve candle closer to one another, and you move the black candle once, you know, a little bit backwards. So you move, as these two are moving drawn closer together, the candle goes further and further away until it reaches the end of the table, and then you knock it over into the bucket of crossroad dirt, into the bucket of running water, and you say, you know, may this obstacle be dispersed and set far, far away as we are joined together, and let you let the two candles of the Adam and Eve melt together. Okay, so it's a three-part moving candle spell where you move yours and his candle closer and closer together, and this third candle farther away from you, moving it backwards one step over 7 days until you knock it over into the bucket of crossroads dirt or into the river, and then you dispose of it back at the crossroads or the river and say, may whatever obstacle is holding this man, you sent far, far away and scattered to the four winds, and then you let yours and his candle melt together and bury it at your front doorstep to draw him to you. And I think that type of combination will be successful. It combines road opening work, overcoming resistance, come to me work, while also working on yourself to draw him to you via conjure sense and bath. Okay?
That's beautiful. A really, really nice spell. And Miss Tammy Lee posted the URL for it at the Lucky Mojo Forum. And
yes.
So you can see it there. It's a very, very good spell as far as clearing out obstacles. I love it. It's really nice because you don't know what the obstacle is, and so this is
right.
A way to.
And I would definitely use water because water seemed to be something that's coming back in both of our readings. So I would bring water from a river and then throw away, you know, my remains into a river or a lake or something that's moving.
Yes, I agree too. Based on the card that I got, the Temperance card, I would use the river water rather than the crossroads dirt. The spell can be done either way. And the thing about these spells, there are spells that can be done with river water, crossroads dirt, graveyard dirt, but it depends. People ask, which one do you choose? Well, it depends on the reading you get, right? And in this case, our reading indicates water. Okay?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Right.
Magic. It's magical. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we wish you all the best and good luck to you in this thing. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Miss Tammy Lee.
Yes, me and Miss Cad. Thank
you. Okay. Tell us what's up for next week and who our next week's guest is going to be and tell us all about what's upcoming, okay?
Sure. Yes, ma'am. Well, first of all, thank you and Conjurman Ali, and thank you so much, Madam Nadia, PriorymoonBlackspot.com in Illinois for being our special guest member from AIR this week. And next week, we invite you to tune in when our special guest member from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers will be Deacon Millett of FourAltars.org in the high desert of California. And once again, we've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Cat by the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjurman Ali at conjurmanali.com and Mission Viejo. And I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, joining you from tripconjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the shows are available in archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at the same time when you will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Great show. Great show. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Miss Tammy Lee. Well, to wind it up, I want to thank you, Miss Nadia, for telling us about the Ana Cortez Do-It-Yourself Playing Card Deck. And we want to remind everybody, where was that at, Nadia?
AnaCortez.com. And you just click. There is a big banner for the Book of Knowing, and you'll find the images of the cards. And if you go to the blog on the same website, you'll see a video of how she made her own deck.
All right. Thank you very much. That was remarkable information. Anyone can make their own deck this way. Beautiful working. And I want to thank you, Ali, for being with us again. You're such
Always
a great
my
host.
Pleasure.
That spell, the moving candle spell with removing obstacles to new love, I love that spell. All right. Now, we have a chat room going, and we'll be around for a few more minutes in the chat. So stick around. We'll discuss everything that we've talked about on this show. This show is officially known as the Ladies Looking for New Love show.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's going to be a favorite in years to come. And
guess what I'm going to be doing tonight?
What?
Likewise.
Well, I love doing new love work for women. Sometimes women just need that little bit of extra spell work because they're already so ready, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.